This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Hi, my name is Sebastian. I'm from Colombia and I'm learning English because I think that it's important for my career.
Sebastian, welcome to Grammar Challenge. Now, the first thing is I want you to listen to these three people. Which one had the most boring evening? Number one, number two, or number three?
What did you do last night?
I collected my cat from the vet. It was lovely to have her home again.
Nothing much. I just stayed at home.
I watched a great film with a few of my friends.
Okay, so which person had the most boring evening?
The second one.
The second one, yes. She just stayed at home. Listen again to part of this. All the verbs that you hear are in the past simple. Are they regular or irregular?
I collected.
I stayed.
I watched.
Collected, stayed, watched. Are they regular or irregular verbs?
Regular.
They're regular verbs. And regular verbs all end in the same way in the spelling. So how do regular verbs end in the spelling?
With ED.
With ED. Okay. We're going to find out a bit more about this topic from Nuala.
In the past simple, regular verbs end in ED. And there are three different ways of pronouncing those two little letters. ID, D, and T. First, let's look at the id ending. Regular verbs that end in the sound t or d, in the past simple, the ed ending is pronounced id. Here are some examples.
Start, started. Invite, invited. Want, wanted. Need, needed. Decide, decided.
The pronunciation of the ED ending for other regular verbs in the past simple depends on whether the last sound of the infinitive of the verb is voiced or not. Regular verbs that end in a voiced sound will have D as the pronunciation of the ED ending in the past simple. Here are some examples.
Smile, smiled. Turn, turned. Love, loved. Seem, seemed.
Finally, regular verbs that end in unvoiced sounds will have t as the pronunciation of the ed ending of the past simple. Here are some examples.
Jump, jumped. Kiss, kissed. Wash, washed. Look, looked. Watch, watched.
So to recap, there are three different ways to pronounce the letters ED for regular verbs in the past simple, and the way you choose how to pronounce them depends on the final sound of the infinitive. That's all from me. Good luck in your grammar challenge.
So that was Nuala telling us about the pronunciation of regular verbs in the simple past, that ED ending. Now, to practice this, we're going to do a little role play, and we're going to pretend to be an old married couple. I'm going to ask you if you've done some things, and you're going to be replying that, yes, you've done them. Of course, you've done them. So, for example, if I say, did you wash the dishes? You would say,
yes, I washed the dishes.
Did you brush your teeth this morning?
Yes, I brushed my teeth.
Did you comb your hair?
Yes, I combed my hair.
Did you iron your shirt?
Yes, I ironed my shirt.
Did you want me to iron it?
Yes, I want you. I wanted you to iron it.
Did you pick up the newspaper?
Yes, I picked up the newspaper.
Did you pay the gas bill?
Yes, I paid the gas bill.
Did you close the front door?
Yes, I closed the front door.
Did you lock the front door?
Yes, I locked the front door.
Did you wait at the bus stop?
Yes, I waited at the bus stop.
Did the bus arrive on time?
Yes, the bus arrived on time.
Did you cook me dinner?
Yes, I cooked you dinner.
Well done. Fantastic, Sebastian. I think you got all of those correct. So, well done on doing your grammar challenge and taking part in our role play so successfully. Thank you very much.
Grammar challenge from bbclearningenglish.com.
What did you really do yesterday?
Yesterday, I worked all day.
You did what all day?
I worked all day.
You worked all day. Excellent. Okay, thank you very much for that. And again, thank you very much for taking part in Grammar Challenge.
bbclearningenglish.com